This is Religion Today with Martin Tanner, a weekly look at religion and spirituality here at home and around the world. Now, here's your host, Martin Tanner.
Welcome. This is Religion Today. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. Today, I thought we'd take a look at the concept of apologetics. That word comes from the Greek word apologia, which means to defend. It also, unfortunately, I guess, has the root of the word to apologize in the English language, and so the two are sometimes confused. But if you see an organization that calls itself an apologetics organization, it is a defense organization, not something that runs around doing apologies. With that brief little description out of the way, let me mention that there are two wonderful organizations that are out there right now defending the faith, defending the LDS faith against attacks, and both of them are apologetics organizations. One is fairlds.org. The other is found on the internet at mormoninterpreter.com. The official name is the Interpreter Foundation. Now, FAIR, or fairlds.org, has a vast array of information on its website. If you have a question about just about anything that is a concern or has been brought up by some anti-Mormon or any other person who has questions about the church or concerns, they can submit them to FAIR, or in many cases they don't even have to because there's already a response. There is a great board of scholars at FAIR, and if you happen to ask a new question or a question to which there isn't a complete answer available, you can get a scholar or two who are on FAIR's Board of Scholars to respond. And it's not just one person's response. There is wonderful peer review, and you'll get a spectacular response, one that does very, very well. So why is this important? Many people don't realize that the history of anti-Mormon literature is long, and there is almost an exponentially increasing amount of it. And so you can find those who are attacking the church all over on the internet, all over in literature, and in a number of different places. And so defending the faith becomes even more important. The most wonderful thing about the age that we live in is that it no longer takes finding the right book. The answers are available online as well. That means that instead of writing to Salt Lake City or trying to track down some book or publication or monograph to answer a question, you can now find your answer online. And it doesn't matter if you are in northern Alaska or in the southern tip of Africa or in Asia or anywhere in the United States or anywhere in the world for that matter, you can submit a question to fairlds.org just the same way that someone right next door to the organization could. I have seen questions come. For a time, I was on the board of scholars who responded to questions. And we had questions from people who were looking at the church, who were investigating it. We had questions from people who were Latter-day Saints but had become inactive because they had some burning question that no one was really able to adequately answer. We had people who were critics of the church who asked questions, and the range was incredible. We also had church leaders. We had branch presidents and stake presidents and bishops and all kinds of other church leaders talking about members of their ward or branch or elders quorum or relief society. And it's important to know that if you have a question, or if you know somebody who has a question, or if you know someone who has burning questions that have not been answered to their satisfaction, that this is an organization that will respond. The history of apologetics is in the LDS faith is quite fascinating. It is just about as old as the church, because there were critics of the church almost from its inception, and there were responders within the church to the critics very soon thereafter. The first anti-Mormon literature, in a way, happened after the publication, or excuse me, after the translation, but before the publication of the Book of Mormon. And it has continued almost unabated since then. One of the most fascinating statistics that a genuine scholar by the name of Matt Roper told me some years ago was that the rate of conversion, the rate of people who join the church, actually increases the more anti-Mormon literature increases, perhaps because it generates interest in the church. And there are those who see through the anti-LDS literature that is out there. Now, one of the other fascinating statistics is that there are those who are faithful members of the church who, especially today, do not know where to go to get answers to questions that they hear about much more frequently because of the internet. So fairlds.org is a great place for them to go. Now, the other organization that I wanted to talk about does the same kind of thing, but in a little bit different way. And it is called the Interpreter Foundation. Online, mormoninterpreter.com is the website, mormoninterpreter.com. This is a recently formed organization, and it has a number of scholars and does scholarly work to defend the faith. And so if you take a look online, both of these organizations have outstanding papers and monographs that defend the faith, and their information is virtually free of charge. And it's available to everyone, and everyone ought to take a look at it. You know, I hesitate to give laundry lists of topics that are broached by anti-Mormons, but rest assured that whatever your question is, it would be surprising indeed if it was the first time that someone had ever brought it up, and hence most of the answers are available online from both of these two fine, fine organizations. One of the most fascinating projects that I was ever involved in was one that involved responding to every criticism that has ever been raised about the LDS faith. And the response was started, I would venture to guess, although I haven't looked at the exact date, about 20 years ago, possibly even longer ago now than that. And there were thousands of entries and thousands of responses. It was a wonderful work. And I would venture to say that all of those topics, all of those many, many areas where people have made some kind of criticism against the church can be found with FAIR and with MormonInterpreter.com. When we come back, a little bit more about apologetics, some of the things that you can find responses to, and how this organization, these organizations can be useful.
Religion Today with Martin Tanner continues on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the grand art of apologetics, which has nothing to do with apologizing, and it has everything to do with defending the faith. And I've brought up the name of two wonderful organizations that you can go to if you have any question at all about the LDS faith, whether it's from anti-Mormon literature that you've seen or just something that you've thought of yourself, or whether it's been brought up to you by someone who's antagonistic towards the church, or you've seen it in anti-Mormon literature. It really doesn't matter where it's come from. Here are two places that you can go to get answers. The first one is fairlds.org, fairlds.org. Go online. You can get answers, wonderful answers to questions. The second one is the Interpreter Foundation. Its website is mormoninterpreter.com, mormoninterpreter.com. Mormon Interpreter is a more recent organization. It also is comprised of wonderful scholars, and its purpose is to defend the concepts of the restoration of the gospel against criticisms. And it's a wonderful organization. Now, if you find either of them on the internet, feel free to take a look. Their information is free, and it's very useful. Professor Hugh Nibley, spent much of his adult life writing documents that would defend the faith. And those took the form of defending biographies about Joseph Smith that were, in my opinion, and in Dr. Nibley's opinion as well, not great biographies of Joseph Smith. No Man Knows My History was the first one, and the approach that's found in it is, in my opinion, horrendous, and Dr. Nibley responded quite well to the basic approach. Today, there are even more detailed responses that are out there. Some of the more typical questions about the LDS Church were fairly well responded to. People used to talk about the Spalding theory of how the Book of Mormon came about, or the view of the Hebrews, and those don't come up too often anymore because such wonderful responses have come about. But if you do have questions about those, go to either of those websites. If you have any question at all, I'd also be happy to field questions. Send me an email if you have a question about a topic of Mormonism, or if you have a question about anything that's been discussed today on this program or during any other show. Send the email to martinstanner@gmail.com, martinstanner@gmail.com. I'll be happy to respond. Now, the great leap forward in Mormon apologetics happened several decades ago now, when Professor Jack Welch, who was a professor of law at J. Reuben Clark Law School, Brigham Young University, was in private law practice in Los Angeles before he became a law school professor. And he came up with the idea that there ought to be an organization, a nonprofit foundation, that responded to critics of the church. And FARMS was born. That was the organization. Foundation for Ancient Research and Mormon Studies. That organization published some absolutely magnificent works, and it has defended the faith admirably. Several years ago, it changed its existence, or at least the way that it existed, and merged with BYU. And frankly, at least from my perspective, the surviving entity doesn't do the same thing. And that's the void that is filled by feralds.org and mormoninterpreter.com. Both of those organizations respond to anti-Mormon literature, and they do it in a profoundly enlightening and scholarly way. Now, the areas of anti-Mormon literature tend to be historical, and they tend to be doctrinal, and they tend to deal, when you talk about doctrine, specifically with things that might be obscure doctrine, that beyond obscure happen to deal with the concept of God, the question of whether or not the Bible is the only source of Scripture, or whether other sources are available, and the question of salvation, and several other major questions of a doctrinal basis. And if you have questions about any of those things, these are the organizations to check out, feralds.org and mormoninterpreter.com. All the rage during the last several years has been to make the claim that somehow DNA has disproven the LDS Church. If you have a question about that, go to FAIR's website or mormoninterpreter.com. The response to questions like that is that, first of all, DNA studies are in their infancy. And number two, we don't know precisely what Lehi's or Nephi's DNA would have been, or Laman's or Lemuel's. And so there's no way that anyone can say that DNA has disproven the Book of Mormon. We don't have the right samples available for the study. One of the other big topics has been that the Joseph Smith papyri has been found, and it doesn't say what the Book of Abraham in LDS Scripture says. Hence, the Book of Abraham isn't true, and Joseph Smith wasn't a prophet. Well, that's the argument. The answer to that is also available on feralds.org, and you could also inquire of mormoninterpreter.com. And what they would tell you about those specific statements is that it's a red herring. Sure, part of the Joseph Smith papyri was found, but it's only 17 small little pieces. The vast majority of the rolls of papyrus, some as long as 25 feet long, have never been recovered. And it was on those unrecovered portions that we had apparently the text of the Book of Abraham. How do we know it wasn't on the portion that's in there now? Well, we know that because the portion that's there, logically speaking, if you understand how ancient Egyptians were buried, would not have been the part that is translated into the Book of Abraham. It would have been a different section, a later section, than the part that was found. And so that's the short answer. If you would like more information about FAIR or about Interpreter Foundation, send me an email. Send it to martinstanner@gmail.com. I'll be happy to respond. If you have a question about the church, and that question remains unanswered, please, please contact FAIR or Interpreter Foundation. You can also email me, and I'll be happy to respond. This whole issue of the truthfulness of the church and of the restoration is something that I feel very strongly about, and people should have information about it to respond. That's all for today. Join me next week. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today on KSL Radio.